Good evening. Welcome to this episode of the Full Press Raiders podcast. We are trying something new, brand new, something we've never done on the show. With me is, you know him, he's one of the best tape guys out there, our guy Ryan Holmes. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Man, anytime, you know the door is open. Now, we need to get started with our first podcast mock draft, basically, to see where do we predict the Las Vegas Raiders will start. Now, Ryan, you have picks. You have the first. You have the first pick. The first pick of the first third round pick, fourth round pick, and the second fifth round pick. That means I have the second round, the second third round pick, the first third round pick, the first fifth round pick, and the sixth round pick. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It is flying through here. Now, these were the players that were chosen. Let me find this. Can I make this right? I can find the player. Let's see. Guess they won't allow you to. Show drafted. All right. This is who has been chosen: Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Fields, Penei Sewell, Jalen Waddell, Rashawn Slater, Patrick Surtain second, J.C. Horn, Micah Parsons, Devontae Smith, Christian Darrisaw, Caleb Farley, Tevin Jenkins.
Interesting. So at 17. The Raiders are looking, obviously, hopefully, to right tackle. And you're saying Darrisaw and Jenkins have both been selected.
Yes. Let me just make sure. Yes, Darrisaw and Jenkins were selected already.
I would think that would be a worst-case scenario for Raider fans because, obviously, they're looking at one of those two guys, preferably, you know, Jenkins, who could slide right in. It's a little early at this point to go safety, which would be their second big need. I think at 17 would be a reach. But in this scenario, you know, with Jenkins and Darrisaw off the board, the next best tackle, in my opinion, is you're probably looking at Leatherford, Cosme. Those kind of guys aren't going to fit at 17. So they're going to have to address a different need. Is there a defensive lineman here? Probably not that I would take at this point. Do they reach for Christian Barmore and fill a defensive tackle at 17? I think that's a little early. So if the board broke this way, I think the Raiders might be looking at probably going offensive line, and I would probably lean towards Elijah Vera Tucker at that point, a guy that can move around. He's a versatile piece. He might be able to play right tackle. You can play him inside a guard. But this particular pick is a tough one with both those tackles off the board. So if it broke this way, I think they would lean Vera Tucker.
All right, let's see. Draft. All right, now we will wait and then, but no, this will be hard, but then again, the nature of this draft is always difficult. It's one of those things that the Raiders, I can see it going nothing but bad. Now, here's the rest of the players who were drafted. Caleb Farley, Jalen Phillips, Zaven Collins, Christian Barmore, J.O.K. from Notre Dame, Quiddy Pay, Azeez Ojulari, Joe Tryon, Rashad Bateman, Greg Newsom II, Alex Leatherwood, Trevon Moring, Elijah Moore, Jameen Davis, Travis Etienne, Jason Owe, Javonte Williams, Landon Dickerson, Kadarius Toney, Eric Stokes, Samuel Cosmi, Terrence Marshall, Liam Eichenberg, Kelvin Joseph, Peyton Turner, Carlos Basham, Rondale Moore, Aaron Robinson, Javon Holland, Ja'Marr Johnson. So, I think with the 48th pick, the Raiders will go with Richie Grant, safety, the University of Central Florida. I like the fact that he covers ground, and they Carl Joseph is a one-year pause guy, and I see him not being able to cover in large areas of grass or turf, whatever. I think Grant is a more natural safety pick, so we're going to go with him. Now, as we are waiting on Ryan's pick, we are also going to step out and take a quick commercial break. You are listening to the Full Press Raiders podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with the Full Press Raiders podcast, Terrence Biggs, Ryan Holmes. Ryan, now you have your picks in. Now, if we look at it, there have been multiple picks, and we will go down the way we missed. Creed Humphrey, Levi Onwuzurike, Baron Browning, all picked. Gregory Russo, Dylan Radunz, Joseph Osai, Nick Bolton, Dayami Brown, Jabril Cox, Asante Samuel Jr., Brady Christensen, Jamar Johnson, Davion Nixon, Pat Freiermuth, Tommy Treble, Brevin Jordan, Quinn Miners, which I desperately wanted as a center, Milton Williams, Jalen Mayfield, Elijah Molden, Nico Collins, Dwayne Eskridge, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Pete Werner, which is super high for him, Ifeanyi Melifonwu, Josh Myers, Janarius Robinson.
Okay. Well, the name that I would target at this pick, you didn't say, so that's a good thing. At this point, the Raiders obviously have addressed a safety need. Richie Grant is a huge favorite of mine. I actually have a feeling they might be trading down in round one to pick him as we get closer to the draft. So they filled the free safety need. They have an interior offensive lineman. I still think right tackle is a glaring need. Even if they think they're going to play Vera Tucker out there, I still think they need to upgrade over Brandon Parker. So if this scenario plays out and they don't get Darishaw or Tevin Jenkins in the first round and they take Vera Tucker, I think you could see another tackle coming. So with the 79th pick, I would have them leaning towards Spencer Brown, offensive tackle, out of Northern Iowa. He fits exactly what Tom Cave was looking for. He's similar to Colt Miller, very athletic, tested off the charts. He's 6'8". He has really long arms. He needs a little technique work, but with some seasoning, this guy could be a very good right tackle. So I wouldn't be surprised if they dipped back into that market. And if you can add Vera Tucker to this line and then a developmental guy like Spencer Brown that has a chance to be a really good right tackle along with Colt Miller, this offensive line looks a lot better. So let's give them Spencer Brown.
I look at the Raiders picks, and as much as I do want to go corner, I know they just spent the first round on Damon Arnett, but they really can't be happy with anything he's shown. Then I look at defensive tackle. There's nothing, I don't know, there's nothing right here at this point in the draft that I'm exceptionally thrilled with as far as defensive tackle. So I think I'm going to go with a linebacker. And I'm going to go with a guy that I believe that can jump in, perhaps move around a little bit. I'm going to go with Chaz Surratt, linebacker from North Carolina. I know he's a converted cornerback, and he took a couple of years to kind of develop the skills, but he has the range and he has the speed to close. He's not going to be a blow-up tackler, but he kind of has that quarterback's mind where he can kind of look at formations from the role of being a different quarterback, and he's a sound tackler. He won't kill you in coverage.
No, I agree. That'd be a great pick at pick 80. If they could get a linebacker with his athleticism that can blitz, that can cover, that has some instincts, he's going to have to develop taking on, you know, guys in the box and in the run game. But he has a chance to develop into a three-down linebacker with a little bit of work.
Now, since we left at the 80th pick, we will go upwards. So we had Tommy Togliai, Kellen Mond, Quincy Roach, Divine Diablo, Jackson Carmen, Tylan Wallace, Benjamin St. Just, Ben Cleveland, Tyson Campbell, Jordan Smith, Trey Smith, Pawson Adobo, Michael Carter, Stone Forsythe, Davis Mills, Cameron McGrone, Elijah Griffith, Ellison Smith, Hunter Long, Hamza Nasruddin, James Hudson, Kenneth Gainwell, Kenny Yeboah, Tyree Gibson, Robert Rochelle, Deontay Brown, Dante Smith, Trey Sermon, Victor Dumukiji, Chetarius Atwell, Kyle Trask, Marlon Tuipulotu, J. Tufele, Derek Brown, Adarius Washington, Andre Sisco, Aaron Banks, Hamilcar Rashad, Tyler Shields, Jamie Newman.
Okay.
So, the 120's worst pick, who you got?
Well, again, it's working out perfect because the name that I have targeted there, I don't think you mentioned. I would go interior defensive line. I would add to that defensive line room with defensive tackle Jalen Tyman out of Pittsburgh. Is he still available?
It is Jalen Tyman out of the University of Pittsburgh. He is currently available, and he is now a Raider.
Let's take him. I just think he fits with the three technique. He's going to give you pass rush on the interior. Pretty strong guy. He can hold up pretty well in the run game. He's built similarly to some of the guys the Raiders have brought in. All of their defensive tackles are on one-year deals, and this guy could be a starter moving forward in this league. He'll get significant snaps this year, and then as we move into 2022. So that'd be a great addition there. And I believe that's the first pick of the fifth round. If they could get him in the fourth round, that would be a steal.
Since Twyman, after Twyman, you have Ramondre Stevenson, Cameron Sample, Kendrick Green, Trill Williams, Ali McNeil, Deo Ode Yingbo, Marvin Wilson, Sean Wade, David Moore. Kobe Stevens, Frank Darby, Kalona Hufanga, Robert Hainsey, Seth Williams, Osa Odigizua, Drew Dahlman, Tadarius Slayton, Walker Little, Braden James, Carice Tonga, Dylan Moses, Kylan Granson, Chuba Hubbard, Trey Brown, Trey Hill, Amir Smith Marset, Patrick Jones, Sedarius Hutcherson, Kylan Hill, Tommy Kramer, Ade Tokunbo, Okundeji, James Williams, Rodarius Williams, Jack Anderson, Dez Fitzpatrick, Cade Anderson, Monty Rice, Daz Newsome, Chauncey Goldston. Now, the Raiders with the 162nd pick overall. This one is tough because I think that I still don't like that secondary. Actually, I can't stand the cornerbacks. I really can't. So
yep.
I think I'm going to go with Keith Taylor from the University of Washington. It's something about Washington where it's like they do turn out quality defensive players, and I think that some of these guys won't be stars, but they're solid, and they need depth. The fact that Keyshawn Nixon and Nevin Lawson have jobs on this team is a concern. Now, with the one since that pick, this is what has happened since that 162nd pick. You have Richard LeCount, Josh Palmer, Dalen Hayes, Joshua Kando. Who do you see the Raiders grabbing?
Well, this is interesting because obviously they've addressed some needs along the offensive line. They've added someone at every level on defense. They've added a defensive tackle, a corner, a linebacker, and a safety. They could go edge here. It's John Gruden. You never know. They could go tight end. He could add a wide receiver. But at this point, I think that they're going to want to continue to work on the offense. And there's a speed demon out there that I think hasn't been selected out of Auburn, a guy that runs in the 4.2s. So, you know, a guy that could be a kick returner, punt returner, can take some snaps away off special teams from Hunter Renfrow. I wouldn't be surprised if they went Anthony Schwartz, wide receiver out of Auburn, and just continue to add speed to this offense.
That's a bold pick. I like that one. Anthony Schwartz out of Auburn. Let me just move that down. That's bold. I like that one. That's interesting to me because you know that John Gruden will not go out without having at least one player he thinks is a playmaker on offense, unless you're Foster Moreau, and you're not going to ever see a snap.
I would have loved to see Kylin Hill, Chuba Hubbard, a back here. I don't see a back at this point that I would take that has severed himself. So then who's the fastest guy left on offense on the board? And that name sticks out to me, Schwartz.
Since that pick, we had John Bates, Charles Snowden, Zach Davidson, Bobby Brown III, Rashard Weaver, Joshua Bledsoe, Caden Stearns, Ambry Thomas, Javian Hawkins, Adrian Ealy, Khalil Herbert, Marco Wilson, Jamie Sherwood, Jonathan Cooper, Derek Forrest, Patrick Johnson, Kerry Vincent Jr., Drake Jackson, there's a guy named Pro Wells. Tommy Doyle, Bryce Thompson, Tony Fields II, Brady Breeze, also a guy, Shai Smith, Isaiah McDuffie, Shaka Tony, Josh Mador Hebe, ooh, that was hard, Thomas Graham, Jamar Jefferson, Tristan Hoge, Chris Evans, and Brady White. I think you're right. The Raiders will probably, hopefully, go edge sometime late. And honestly, there are guys I just don't, like, I'm not thoroughly impressed. Like, I just don't see them being exceptional here. And part of me wants to take a quarterback, but I know that there's a weird Peterman fixation. Like, it's odd. Like, he knows him. Like, John Gruden, you know, has this Nathan Peterman fixation. So we're going to go, I think we will go edge. I think we will go, I don't want Wyatt Herbert. I just don't see it. Like, they, And it just, when I'm looking at these players, we're at the end.
You're at a lot of run stuffers now. You're not getting any pass rushers at this point.
No, you're not getting much of anything here. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. But I think as I look at it, there's not really much here. Like, it is kind of, this is kind of like the clearance section here. we're on the struggle bus trying to find a talent that would fit.
Is Patrick Johnson still available out of Tulane?
The edge?
Yeah.
No, he's long gone. He left a while back. You have,
who do you got on the edge?
Oh, God. It's just a bunch of Wyatt Hubert, Malcolm Kuntz, which I could see Malcolm Kuntz, William Bradley King, Chris Rump, Taron Jackson.
Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, but he's more of that, like, William Blair. Like, I don't know if I'm a defensive tackle or defensive end. I'm not strong enough to be a defensive tackle. I'm not fast enough to be an end.
Is there a guy that fits the Leo position in the linebacker? Is there a 3-4 outside linebacker that's kind of undersized that could come in and play that position? I'm just trying to look at some names here. I don't see one of those guys either.
Well, here, at this point in the draft, you have a lot of middle linebackers. You have Patty Fisher, who has been in, he has been in college for like 16 years. He is straight up Van Wilder. Like, he's been there forever. That man has more eligibility. I think what happened was he, you know, must have went into school 4 or 5 times and just copped all the eligibility day, just all of it. All of it is his. He's been at Northwestern for like a decade, basically.
What running backs you got?
Ooh,
I can
running
see
back,
him taking a running back late.
Running back could be, but you got Puka Williams, but he's undersized. Rakeem Boyd. Elijah Mitchell does run hard. Jarrett Patterson, he's like a record breaker from Buffalo. Spencer Brown, yes, they have actually a running back, Spencer Brown. Trey Ragus, Larry Roundtree.
None of those names excite me either.
Mm-mm. All right, I'm gonna.
You gotta take someone.
I'm gonna have to take someone, and if I don't want to do this, but I can't do it. I can't take Sam Ehlinger. I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's wrong. It's wrong to me to draft Sam Ehlinger. So what I will do is, they need special team. Oh, I can't even pick a safe. These guys, oh Lord, it's all just the same.
You're pick 200.
I know, and normally I would have these guys, but these guys don't really they're not exciting. Like, there's nothing exciting here. You have a bunch of run stuff.
What about
tackle? Oh, hold on.
You find someone?
Darius Stills.
There you go, another defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle. You know what? Why not? Because I figure like this, they're going to need to develop somebody, and they're going to need to develop a defensive line because they have a bunch of guys who are one-year deals. And at what point do you look at Rob Marinelli and ask, did you seriously come back because you thought that you could affect change, or do you just want another couple of paydays?
Yeah, and he fits, kind of a smaller, undersized three technique. Probably a guy you could get onto the practice squad if you take him in the sixth round and develop him that way and have him come up when he needs to, if they need to fill a spot on game day. And, just add another guy to that room. It would never hurt to have more defensive linemen.
Now, we also discussed, the secondary and the issues. Do you think that Damon Arnette is capped out as far as his ceiling? I know he's only been in the league a year, but he's also going to be 25.
This is a tough one because he wasn't healthy. He got hurt in training camp, had the cast on his hand early, ended up having surgery, missed 6-7 weeks, came back, got a concussion, second play of the game, and then came back, got another concussion. So I don't know if we actually saw the real Damon Arnette last year. Now, is he going to be a shutdown number one corner? He didn't show any of that last year. Can he be, kind of a 2B to a 2A that you have Mullen on the other side and just have, two, second corners and hope the pass rush and the scheme make up? Potentially. I think this is a good scheme fit for him, playing a lot of cover three with some cover one that uses length on the outside. Some people on Twitter have been talking about, hey, move him into the slot. I don't see him as a slot defender. He's not physical enough. I know John Gruden talks up his toughness and his ability to tackle, but we didn't see very good technique last year decking his head and getting concussed multiple times. So I think he's got to stay on the outside, and there's a reason the Raiders are sniffing around some veteran corners that they need to have depth. And Nevin Lawson got suspended again. They brought in Rasul Douglas. Amik Robertson probably moves into the slot and stays there. He doesn't fit on the outside in this defense at 5'8" or 5'9" or whatever he is. This defense needs 6 foot, 6 foot one corners of length. So he's going to get every chance to play. He's going to have to fight for playing time this year. I think his spot is up for grabs in training camp. I think Mullen's locked in. Mullen's going to be a starter this year. Arnett's going to have to earn it. But like you said, he's 25. We're going to be looking at that fifth-year option. He's going to be 28. Are they going to pick up a fifth-year option on a guy that's 28, 29 years old? But he's right. Going to have to prove it.
Exactly. He should be like that 26, 27-year-old guy, and he's going to be knocking on the door of 30. But before we step out, can you tell people how they can interact with you on social media?
Oh, yeah, sure. They can reach me at rholm22. It's at rholm22.
As always, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I know, problem. I appreciate it running through. It's tough, not having the same screen in front of us and be able to see what picks were there. Recapping it kind of helped. Luckily, the guys I had mentally in my head were there, Spencer Brown, Twyman. I'm not real happy with how the first round turned out. If they take Vera Tucker, I'm not sure I'm going to be happy as a Raider fan, but at that point, he's probably the best player on the board. And a guy that can come in and fight for snaps and play early. And if Richie Cognito gets hurt early, or if Denzel Good is a backup and John Simpson doesn't work out, Vera Tucker has a chance to be a Pro Bowl interior offensive lineman. And then if you need him to, he could slide out and play right tackle. He doesn't have the length that Tom Cable's looking for, but he's a good player.
Exactly. This has been another episode of the Full Press Raiders podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.